It's Thursday, April 11, 2024.
The period that we're living through right now is the warmest that humanity has faced in the last 100,000 years or so.
March 2024 was the hottest March ever recorded, continuing a 10-month record streak.
Today's rulings make very clear that the European states have a legal responsibility to take real climate action.
European court rules Switzerland's climate inaction violates human rights. Plus,
the EPA says the cancer risk here is almost 50 times the national average.
EPA cracks down on pollution from chemical plants and toxic forever chemicals in drinking water.
All of those crackdowns and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
This rule alone will reduce the cancer risk for people living in these communities by 96%.
Yep. But I bet Republicans are still gonna sue you, EPA Administrator Michael Regan. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, month after month after month, the hits just keep on coming, don't they?
Yes, they do. Another month, another global heat record. March 2024 was the hottest March ever recorded since record keeping began in the 1850s. That's according to Europe's climate agency, Copernicus. It's the 10th month in a row to set a new heat record for that month. Global average sea surface temperatures in March were also the warmest ever observed for the 12th month in a row. Scientists say the rising global heat is driven primarily by humanity's burning of fossil fuels, plus a boost from El Nino. Man-made global warming is causing cascading consequences around the globe, intensifying extreme storms, heat, wildfires, droughts, and rising sea levels.
Well, I understand the El Nino is starting to wind down.
Yes.
So in theory, we should stop seeing these records pretty soon, right?
We'll see.
Okay.
In other news, in an unprecedented decision, the European Court of Human Rights ruled this week that Switzerland violated human rights because it has not done enough to protect its citizens from the impacts of global warming.
Nice.
2,000 elderly Swiss women brought the case, arguing their demographic is among the most vulnerable to climate change, especially during heat waves. Experts say the climate ruling could influence similar cases in the U.S. and around the world, since it establishes new, legally binding obligations on EU member states to move faster to cut emissions.
Good, I hope it does.
In Ohio, railroad giant Norfolk Southern has agreed to pay $600 million to settle a class action lawsuit over last year's train derailment and fiery explosion in East Palestine, Ohio, that released toxic chemicals. Residents fear the settlement won't be sufficient to cover future health care expenses. The settlement is a fraction of the $3 billion in revenue Norfolk Southern generated in just the first 3 months of this year. Congressional Republicans have blocked passage of railroad safety reform legislation opposed by the railroad industry.
I don't understand. They were so furious about this East Palestine train derailment that happened under Joe Biden. But now that their friends in the rail industry have lobbied against it, suddenly they're against it too? Huh.
But some really big news. The Biden Environmental Protection Agency this week finalized the first ever standards to limit dangerous PFAS forever chemicals that now contaminate nearly half the drinking water in the United States. PFAS forever chemicals don't break down in the environment and are linked to serious illnesses and several types of cancers. Municipal water systems will be required to test for and remove 6 types of PFAS chemicals in drinking water. The agency also announced an additional $1 billion in funding from the infrastructure law to help defray the cost of testing and treatment of the chemicals, bringing the Biden EPA's total investment to combat PFAS contamination to $21 billion.
Very good. Although, as I said, Republicans are going to try to sue them to stop this, to stop saving people from getting cancer.
And And in a victory for things that breathe, the EPA this week also cracked down on pollution from more than 200 chemical plants from Texas to the Ohio River Valley.
Oh, they're definitely suing against that.
The new standards, the biggest update in decades, require chemical and petrochemical plants to reduce toxic industrial emissions to protect adjacent neighborhoods, disproportionately low-income and minority communities, like coastal Louisiana, nicknamed Cancer Alley because of the unusually high concentration of cancers. Here's EPA Administrator Michael Regan announcing the new standards.
This rule alone will reduce the cancer risk for people living in these communities by 96%. We're going to deploy every tool in our toolbox to protect these communities that have suffered for far too long.
Thank you, Mr. Administrator. Let the lawsuits begin. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report.